USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election Saturday as results are still being disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said he is, quote, honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. President Trump responded in a statement saying, quote, we all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. He added, quote, legal votes decide who is president, not the news media. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are still being contested by the Trump campaign or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. Georgia is headed for a recount. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Ada has re-strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean Sea and is heading for Cuba. The storm re-strengthened after moving offshore Friday from Central America and is tracking for central Cuba. It's expected to turn north towards Florida on Sunday and could hit the Keys and South Florida late Sunday into Monday. Hurricane and storm surge watches are already in effect for the coast of southern Florida and the Florida Keys. Speaking at a press conference in Philadelphia, President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the Trump campaign will continue to dispute the election results in Pennsylvania. Alleging that Republican observers were not allowed to watch the counting of ballots, Giuliani said the campaign would be taking further legal action.
And we have no way of knowing, because we were deprived of the right to inspect, if a single one of those ballots is legitimate. That is unheard of, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and we will be bringing an action challenging that. And I emphasize to you, it's only one of the many other infirmities in this election.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
This is Fred Weinberg, CEO of USA Radio Networks. Many people have asked me why we have not called the presidential race for Joe Biden. It's not our job. Nor is it the job of any other news media. That is the job of the Electoral College on December the 14th. There will be court battles, press conferences, statements. Our job is to report that to you. Many of our competitors have a very inflated opinion of themselves. We're reporters, not pundits. When the electors decide, we'll tell you. If it goes to court, we'll tell you. If the courts make a decision, we'll tell you. But we won't pull out a Ouija board, close our eyes, and take a guess. Stay tuned.
Coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to rise as the country has set a new record for daily new cases in each of the last 3 days. 126,000 new cases were reported on Friday, with the rolling 7-day average nearing 100,000 cases for the first time. The entire world is seeing a spike in infections, as 600,000 confirmed cases were reported globally on Friday. And L.A. Dodgers star Justin Turner won't face any punishment from Major League Baseball for joining his team in their on-field World Series celebration after testing positive for COVID-19. Turner was pulled from the sixth and decisive game against Tampa Bay after confirmation of his positive test came back in the middle of that game. He was then seen on the field afterwards without a mask, posing for photographs. The league's investigation concluded that Turner's teammates encouraged him to leave isolation and join them, and that he thought he'd obtained permission after a miscommunication with team officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.